Princess Cruises confirmed last week their plans to pull one of its cruise ships from Alaska during the 2010 summer season. The absence of the Star Princess means Skagway will lose an estimated 48,000 visitors next year. From member station KHNS, John Hunt reports.
Skagway tourism operators had already begun preparing for a downturn in 2010. Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines announced plans to reposition its vessel, the Serenade of the Seas, next year. Skagway Tourism Director Buckwheat Donahue says that means a total reduction of 91,000 potential visitors next year.
A cruiser spends between $120 and $150 a day in Skagway, or in Haines, actually. I mean, because some of those figures reflect Haines tour operators as well.
And that means a possible loss of between $11 million and $13,650,000 for Skagway and Haines tour operators. Portions of those dollars also add to the revenues of the municipal governments. Donahue said the decision by both cruise lines was based on the economy.
We're all anticipating a downturn this year as far as capacity is concerned. And so this just reflects that, you know, that the competition worldwide, the downturn in economics, right, it's affecting all of us and it's affecting the cruise industry.
Many of the cruise lines have offered lower prices to fill berths. As the number of unsold berths has risen, Donahue says the cruise companies are beginning to look at consolidating the full fare passengers and redeploying vessels to other areas of the world. Despite the expected downturn for 2010, Donahue said some of the local responses to the news have been positive.
Some people are saying, okay, maybe we'll get rid of some diamond stores, some jewelry stores, right? And some people are taking it as good news.
For the first time in years, the historic district of Skagway has a number of prominent storefronts that sit empty.
You should see Broadway right now. There are still 7 retail stores available on Broadway. So that's a sign of the times, too. It's already taken its toll.
The cruise industry is diversifying, building more ships and bigger ships. But the list of destinations is also becoming more varied. Donahue says competition from other ports around the world, along with the worldwide economy, will likely be the prime motivators in the industry. Reporting in Haines, I'm John Hunt.